Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Turkey said that its Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan met with Syria's de facto leader Ahmad al-Shara, also known as Abu Muhammad al-Ghalani, in Damascus Sunday as a follow-up to the ouster of the Assad regime. More from Reuters' Emma Jelly.
On Friday, Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said that Turkey would help Syria's new administration form a state structure and draft a new constitution, adding Fidan would head to Damascus to discuss this new structure without providing a date. Ankara had for years backed rebels looking to oust Assad and welcomed the end of his family's brutal five-decade rule after a 13-year civil war. Turkey also hosts millions of Syrian migrants it hopes will start returning home after Assad's fall, and has vowed to help rebuild Syria. Fidan's visit comes amid fighting in northeast Syria between Turkey-backed Syrian fighters and the Kurdish YPG militia, which spearheads the U.S.-allied Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, that Ankara regards as a terrorist organization.
That's Reuters' Emma Jelly reporting. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports U.S. friendly fire takes down two Navy pilots who were rescued.
Two U.S. Navy pilots were shot down over the Red Sea in an apparent friendly fire incident by the USS Gettysburg, according to the military. Both were recovered alive, but one with minor injuries after ejecting from the F-18 Super Hornet. The U.S. military had been conducting airstrikes targeting Yemen's Houthi rebels at the time of the friendly fire. It wasn't immediately clear how the Gettysburg mistook an F-18 for enemy aircraft. Meanwhile, Houthi military spokesman Brigadier General Yahya Sari released a pre-recorded statement claiming without evidence the Houthis shot down the Super Hornet. This follows a pattern of exaggerated claims. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. Palestinian medics say Israeli airstrikes on the Gaza Strip have killed at least 20 people. One of the strikes, overnight and into Monday, hit a tent camp in the Mawasi area, that's an Israel-declared humanitarian zone, killing 8 people, including 2 children. Ukraine's membership in NATO is achievable, but Kyiv will have to fight to persuade allies to make it happen. That's according to Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, talking to Ukrainian diplomats in a speech released on Sunday.
Партнери мають знати, що може дати Україна альянсу, чому це буде краще для всіх і як це стабілізує глобальні відносини.
The Western Military Alliance has said Ukraine will join its ranks one day, but has not set a date or issued an invitation. Russia has cited the prospect of Ukraine joining NATO as one of the principal justifications for Moscow's 2022 invasion. One that is still ongoing. Ukraine's Parliamentary Commissioner for Human Rights said Sunday Russian forces executed 5 Ukrainian prisoners of war. He said that Russian troops shot the unarmed soldiers after capturing them. He gave no details but said he would report the information to the UN. Reports say Russia did not immediately comment on that incident. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump threatened to reassert U.S. control over the Panama Canal, accusing Panama of charging excessive rates to use the Central American passage and drawing a sharp rebuke from the Panamanian President José Raúl Mulino. Reuters' Trevor Coral with more.
The principles, both moral and legal, of this magnanimous gesture of giving are not followed, then we will demand that the Panama Canal be returned to the United States of America in full, quickly, and without question.
Trump made the comments at America Fest, an annual event organized by Turning Point, an allied conservative group. They came hours after he leveled a similar threat against Panama in a Saturday night post on Truth Social. Panamanian President José Raúl Mulino reaffirmed the country's sovereignty over the canal in a recorded statement on X, adding that Panama's sovereignty and independence are non-negotiable.
German authorities say they received tip-offs last year about the suspect in a car attack at a Christmas market in Magdeburg. As more details emerge about the 5 people killed, authorities have identified the suspect as a Saudi doctor who arrived in Germany in 2006. Police have not publicly named the suspect, but several German news outlets identify him as Talib A., withholding his last name in line with privacy laws. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.